Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Baum. Stephen H. Baum is our good friend and our guest. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch, Jack Welch. That's the book, What Made Jack Welch, Jack Welch. Stephen, thanks again for being here. Give us the website, tell us folks how they can find you.
StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
All right.
Stephen with a PH, middle initial H, leadership.com.
And that's Baum. Is
correct.
That how you spell the last name. Stephen, thanks again for being here. You already told us a couple of outstanding stories, very compelling stories. Now you've got one about somebody who's decided to grow their business in a way that most small business owners would probably be a little uncomfortable with.
This was pretty daring. This is a guy who took a very small business in home services and decided he was going to grow the business by hiring really good people, adding functions not always present in a small local business, like hiring a marketing director for direct marketing, and doing an enormous number of trials to see what kind of marketing, what kind of advertising, what kind of flyers worked. Doing research on where the likely people are who would buy his services, which was pretty big ticket. Spending money on training, watching the cash flow like a hawk, and developing a brand reputation for reliability and value. All good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the business grew, and it grew from a couple of million to a bit more than that. And then all of a sudden something happened. He was basically a franchise from a much from a large company.
He was a franchisee of a mothership franchise.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And he thought about, they asked him if he would take over a territory that was failing. And he thought about it and decided he could probably do a good job in that territory, and the guy who was in there wasn't. So he accepted taking over the new territory, and he started looking for somebody to run that territory because he didn't want to travel back and forth between the two territories running it. And it took him a while, but he hired somebody with good experience in running a small home services business.
Mm-hmm.
He had his people interview the guy. They spent a lot of time together, and he decided this is somebody I would like to do business with, and he's willing to take my cue since I've already been successful. But he did something different, and there's a lot of small businesses that will, it'll be a long time before they'll take anything like this seriously. He made the guy a part owner. He started out by having him have 15% of the profits,
mm-hmm.
above a certain level. And the business succeeded in that territory, too. And the franchisor came back to him and said, we got two other territories, would you like to have those?
People love success, don't they?
You bet. And a couple
and,
of these
and the
were,
cream rises to the top where people can see it, too.
Yep, and a couple of these were pretty far away. And he went out to visit those franchises, and he decided that one of them, the guy was actually very good at sales, but he didn't understand the rest of the business. And he made a deal with him to have somebody under him who would basically be the operations and implementation
right.
and field guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he made that guy a 15% owner.
Made the rainmaker a co-owner.
Exactly. He made that rainmaker a co-owner, and he did something else. He gave him a tiny piece of the profit of the combined entity.
Hmm.
And then they started having management meetings of the local geographic heads,
mm-hmm.
in the beginning by phone, and then every 6 months he brought them all together someplace central in the company. And they compared best practices, and they told what the issues were, and they shared their information on marketing, and the marketing director came, and they acted as if they were a large company.
What do you think, Stephen, as we come to the last minute of our visit, what do you think was the key to his success? What do you think was the light switch flipping on? What do you think was the moment where whatever he did at that moment made the difference?
Well, he asked himself, how do I get people who are running a local business for me to really be motivated the way I'm motivated to run my business? And how do I make sure they accept measures which are more sophisticated ways to run the business, and they don't just tell me, go to hell, I'll do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he created the incentive for a real team.
Well, sounds like, and he also decided that that being greedy wasn't going to help him get where he needed to go.
If I told you what his annual sales are now, you'd fall off your chair.
Yeah, yeah. All because he wasn't greedy, right? And he
larger
pie. Found good people. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Stephen H. Baum, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Stephen joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.